When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite. Yes, you can have a favorite. Self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and to validate the victims and survivors of said disorder and the thrivers too. Today's episode is going to be answering the age-old questions. Can narcissists really be happy? And this, y'all, let me preface this by saying this is my own personal experience. This is my own personal point of view. This is not me speaking for all narcissists, but I'm sure there are quite a few narcissistic people that would agree with me in this sentiment and whatnot. So, can narcissists truly be happy? Can they? Think about it. I know a lot of people are going to say, nope, they can't be happy. Lee, love your channel, love your stuff, but narcissists can't be happy because they're the spawn of Satan. And they're the spawn of Satan. Like Satan created narcissists in his little satanic lab and birthed them through from hell. No, they can't be happy. That's the type of stuff that I get about compensation. But yeah, so for me, I feel like happiness, of course, is a spectrum. But I also feel like happiness escapes a lot of narcissistic people. Do I believe that narcissists can be happy? Yes, I truly believe that narcissists can be happy. But here's the caveat. Here's the small caveat. Not for a very long time. I feel like happiness, really, true happiness to me is contentment, is joy. To me, there's a difference between happiness and joy. So when people ask me the question, can narcissists be happy? I say, yes, they can be happy for a short period of time. It's joy and contentment and, it, you know, long happiness. I mean, consistent happiness that escapes narcissists. That's why you see them trying to change. That's why you see a lot of us changing jobs all the time, changing careers all the time, changing hobbies all the time, changing so much stuff so many times, like chasing new dreams, chasing new ambitions, chasing new everything. That's why you see a lot of narcissistic people, like they'll be in love with somebody one day, out of love with somebody the next day, in love with a different person the next day. Like they change relationships like they change underwear and whatnot. It happens a lot, y'all. It happens so much. When you're dealing with narcissistic people, it's just, if you've been a partner or a parent or a significant other or a sibling or a coworker of a narcissist, you understand exactly what I'm saying. Like, they'll be happy. Like me personally, I feel like happiness escapes me all the time. I enjoy being happy. I've been chasing happiness for a long time. But, you know, true happiness is contentment, being happy with what you have, being happy with where you are. I'm happy with where I am a lot of the time. But it comes and goes, y'all. I think that's one of the most frustrating things about being a narcissist. I really think one of the most frustrating things about being a narcissist is that happiness escapes me. You know, it's super frustrating. So I chase it. A lot of narcissists are chasing that happiness or chasing that supply, that validation for our existences and whatnot. This happens so many times. So I tell people all the time, it's like, look, and when I'm talking to other narcissists, because I do, y'all know I do my one-on-ones over Zoom. I do that. I do those every single day. So when I'm talking to other narcissistic people, they vibe with me. When I tell them this, I'm like, it's true happiness that escapes you. It's like you always think the grass is going to be greener somewhere else. You think you'll be happier over here. But when you get over here, yeah, you'll be happy for a few minutes. You know what I mean? Yeah, you'll be happy for a few minutes, but then it goes away. You'll be content. You know, when we content. Then it goes away. You'd be frustrated that you left your original relationship or your original job or your original career or your original hobby for this right here. You've given up on it all to chase this right here. And you realize this doesn't make you happy either. So many people ask me, like, do when narcissists have a new supply, are they happy with the new supply? Y'all, yes, at first, a lot of times they're going to be happy. Don't let that hurt your feelings because they're chasing happiness. It's not that you can't make them happy anymore. They have spurts of happiness with you, but it's frustrating how it comes and goes. They're chasing joy. They're chasing contentment. They might not can find it with you. And it's not, yeah, it's not your fault that they can't find contentment with you. They can't find joy with you. They thought they could find it with you, which is why a lot of times they love bombed you from the beginning. It's not your fault that they couldn't find joy and contentment with you. It's internal, y'all, because happiness made you, because joy and contentment is intrinsic. A lot of narcissistic people like myself, we don't really understand that it comes from inside of us, because inside of us is a lot of shame, resentment, anger, self-loathing, and things of that nature. So how can it come from inside of us if that's all we feel inside of us? So we look for it externally in other people. We look for other people to bring us happiness. We look for other hobbies. What did I just say? We look for other hobbies to bring us that happiness and whatnot. So we struggle with it, y'all. And it's not me trying to get you to feel sorry for narcissists. I know a lot of people, y'all have empathy. Y'all are empaths and whatnot. Yeah, I get it. I get that dynamic. I understand it. I really do. But we are chasing that happiness and joy and whatnot. We are after it. You know what I mean? We are literally after it. And it's not your fault that you can't supply that. Whatever supply a narcissist gets from you runs out, y'all. Whatever supply that they're getting from you will run out eventually. And let me say this again, it's not your fault that the supply a narcissist gets from you runs out. It's going to run out sooner or later. The new supply, it's going to run out sooner or later. That's why they call it the new supply and not the new permanence. That's why they call it the new supply and not the new joy. You see what I'm saying? That's why they call it the new supply and not the new permanent happiness. It's the new supply. It's where I'm getting my happiness from right now. Not forever. I think it's going to be forever. That's why I made the jump. I think this job is going to make me happy forever. That's why I made the jump. I think this career change is going to make me happy. That's why I made the jump. That's why I'm making jumps in hobbies, in sports, in career. Like I said, you see it, y'all. If you're dealing with a narcissistic person, it just seems like they're never really happy in what they do. Like, I think one of the most defining moments that I'm chasing happiness is, like, I literally, y'all don't know my story. I'm 37 years old right now. So I had a great GPA in high school. I was a good, just smart student in high school, whatever. But I was lazy. I was lazy. I was super lazy. Good athlete, good all of the other stuff. I didn't go to college to play sports because I was lazy. I was scared. Paranoia took over my life. I'm not going to let paranoia take over my kids' lives because I'm fighting that right now. But I was just unhappy, y'all. Seriously, truly unhappy within myself, within my own being. I was extremely unhappy, you know, but I got sidetracked. So in high school, I was a good student, whatever, right? So you would immediately expect me to go to college and finish college. You know, I graduated from high school in 2003, so I'm supposed to get out of college in 2007, correct? 4 years of college, right? At least get my bachelor's degree. I got my bachelor's degree in 2015. I officially got my bachelor's degree. I walked across the stage in 2015, 2016, y'all. You see that? It took me 10 years, 9 years to get my degree. But this is how narcissists do. I still needed one class to graduate, and they told me I could walk across the stage. I was like, oh, if I could walk across stage, that's all I really want to do. I could just tell people I graduated. So I didn't really get my degree. I still needed one class. I literally went back and finished that one class last year at 36 years old. I finally got my degree in the mail and stuff like that from North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University in Greensboro, North Carolina, NCANT, Aggie Pride. Got my degree in industrial and systems engineering. So I'm a smart, y'all. I got a little decent brain. But I remember walking across the stage. My family was there. My mom was there. My wife was there. My kids were there. I walked across the stage. They called my name. They said, Damon Hammett. I was like, I walked across the stage. They handed me like the little thing, the little fake degree or whatever. I was like, got my picture took. I was happy. I walked across the stage. I'm like, dang, I did it. Took me a long time, but I finally got this degree. I finally did it. By the time I hit the stairs to walk down the stage, I was like, okay, what's next? I was already thinking about what's next. I was happy for literally 15 seconds to walk across the stage. And as soon as I hit the stairs on the way down, it's kind of like I was walking out of that happiness. And it's super frustrating. Everybody else is so excited for the next steps in their life and continue to go to school, get that doctor or whatever the next step was for them. But me, I was just mad. I was just disappointed in myself. I was like, okay, the happiness is gone. I can't feel happiness, you know? And that can be extremely frustrating dealing with that mindset. So if you're dealing with narcissistic or toxic people, understand that happiness is fleeting. And it's not, look, It is not your job to make somebody else happy. You can try, y'all. You can try all you want to, and you will exhaust yourself and you will overextend yourself trying to make somebody else happy. Literally, trying to make somebody else happy, trying to deal with somebody else, because you'll lose yourself trying to make somebody else happy because you keep changing yourself. While that narcissistic person is changing themselves, you'll find yourself changing yourself to try to fit them. You'll change your job, you'll change your career, you'll change your city, you'll change your state, you'll change your country to fit them. And that doesn't make you happy. Trying to make them happy makes you happy, but that doesn't make you happy internally, and you will lose yourself 100% of the time. I'm just telling you. I talk to people every single day. They go through the same thing. They lose themselves trying to make the narcissistic person in their life happy. All the time. It's happened so many times. And it can be extremely frustrating when you're dealing with that and trying to make somebody else happy. It just can be. You know, I just know from a personal perspective, it can make you extremely frustrated. So can narcissists be happy? Yes, they can be happy for a very limited period of time. There's no set timetable. I know that question is coming. There's no set timetable on their happiness. I'll say that. You can't set a watch to it. You can't set a clock to it. Because it could be a couple of days, could be a couple of weeks, could be a couple of months, could be a year. Who knows how long it takes, but once the happiness wears off, they seek it elsewhere. And again, it's not your fault. You can only do so much, y'all. You can only do so much to make a narcissistic person happy. It's not anybody else happy. Their happiness is not your responsibility. Y'all are supposed to coexist and bounce off each other. And y'all are supposed to be happy, bring happiness together, make happiness together. Not you trying to make them, not you sacrificing yourself to make them happy, to keep them there in your life because you love them. And I understand it. I get it. You know, but find peace in yourself, y'all. Find joy in yourself because you can experience happiness and joy that narcissistic person might not can. Anyways, y'all, the Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. Check it out. I Love Me, a Self-Love Journal by Lee Hammack. Also, I'm writing my book right now. Y'all listen to the podcast, The Narcissist Code. The actual book, The Narcissist Code, is coming as well. I'm going to be knocking it out here pretty soon. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Y'all, thank y'all so much for the support. I'm truly appreciative of every single one of y'all because as much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn even more from y'all. Thank you so much for this continued support. Thank you. I can't say thank you enough. I Love Me, a Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Mental Illness is out. Peace.